LP and 4ZLK. ZLK Mobile.
4ZLK, this is KR4AAE. How you doing this afternoon, Shane?
Steven, you are still alive and around. Haven't heard you in a while. I'm doing well. I hope you are.
I am still alive and kicking. Just been busy with the past couple weeks of kids out of school, ice, snow, all that good stuff, and then doing double duty, working and trying to take care of a kid while they're at home for a few days. It's just been a little chaotic, but fun. But ready to get back to a little bit of normalcy here, and I hope that's going to be soon. How are you doing?
I'm back in school yet, but yeah, I'm good. I'm headed back out to make another donation to that big lumber store, the one with the crooked lumber. See if I can find some straight lumber. I'm working on a deck project that got put off because of all the ice and the snow. It's hard, and the cold. But I can't think far enough ahead to get everything I need in one go. Plus, I'd have to have it delivered. So I've changed a few things as I've gone along. Decided, hey, I want to do this instead. So going back out to get some more wood and a couple other things while I'm there.
Yep, I know that feeling. Yeah, kid just got back to school a couple days ago, so that's good for us. But yeah, I understand about you're building something and you go along and say, you know, I think I'm going to change that. Which I've done it before, and better to change it now than to wait till later, because changing it later could be a little bit more of a headache. So I feel your pain on that one.
I'm going to do it. I know the concept. And it's not, I'm rebuilding a deck that was there, but took it all down. Basically, the only thing that was left was the outer bands and the foundation. Because it's brick foundation that the deck is on. So, new floor joists, and I'm adding extra. And beefed up the outer bands good, because I'm going to put a roof over it. Moving the steps over, and that's turned into, let's make them a little bit wider. Make it more, you know, easier, and they're out of the way now, and, you know, that kind of thing. But I'm enjoying it. I like this kind of work. It just goes slow when you're by yourself. You're trying to lift up a 2x12 and put it in place.
Yeah, those 2x12s are not extremely, they're not light. And yeah, working on your own, it does take a little while. I enjoy it too, and I definitely know about staircases. Make them wide. And I've always told my wife this, next time we move into a house, we're going to either build it or we're going to find a house that has a staircase that is very, very wide and not these little narrow things to where you can't fit two people going up and down at the same time. So that will benefit everybody, especially when you're moving furniture up and down the stairs. So, yeah. But, yeah, move that staircase now while you can.
Okay. Yeah, the original stairs, the deck is what's been there when we bought the house. We didn't really use it much. We're trying to make it more usable, and it's just gotten weathered, and it needs weather protection, which is why I'm going to put a roof over it. Just the spot it's in, it needs a roof, and it'll make it more enjoyable. And I'm planning on making it where we can really benefit from it. But the stairs were just straight off the back and just sticking out in the middle of the yard. And always kind of bugged me, even just being in the backyard and having to walk around the steps. So got it worked out now. We took them off the sides, put a landing area over on the sides, and then steps down from that. It barely sticks out in front of the deck. I'm just on one side. It's out of the way. We don't use that corner much, so it'll be nice.
Yeah, if I'm picturing it in my head correctly, I think that's going to work out really good. But yeah, the roof on top of the deck, that makes a heck of a difference, especially down here. We We actually built the screened-in porch off of our back patio, which has been awesome. And coming here in the spring and the fall, oh, it's going to be so fun to sit on that back porch and just sit back and relax for a change.
I'm doing too, screening it in. And that way we can enjoy it out there, enjoy the woods, enjoy the, well, sunrise. The sun sets on the opposite side of the house, so even in the summertime, it's really not that hot back there. Got a lot of tree protection.
Yeah, that's a good one, of KR4AAE. Yeah, I'm the opposite. After 8 o'clock in the morning, that back patio gets scorched. I mean, if you really wanted to, I could probably bake some cookies back there one day if I had a glass box. But in the evenings, it's nice since the sun's going down on the other side of the house, which is fantastic. But if you're inside the house, then you may get a little roasted, so we usually just migrate to the back deck. But it's fun regardless. I've definitely enjoyed the screened-in back porch. Got the grill off to one side, and I can come inside, sit on the screened-in porch while I just sit there and watch the grill for a little bit. So yeah, it's definitely fun. I enjoy having screened-in back porch. Probably the best that I ever made.
Good, but you know, with this weather and doing it by yourself, it's just kind of tooling along. So I know my wife's getting anxious for me to get it done, but I'm enjoying out there working. Anyway, you done much HF work lately, or going away from the house and setting up out mobile or anything?
I was on HF a little bit during the snow and ice storms, just goofing around and seeing if anything was out there. I did make a contact in, where was it? Somewhere in South America. I can't remember the name. I had my kid with me, and I was like, hey, like, we're going to talk to this guy over here. He's like, where's he at? I was like, oh, he's down here by here. He's like, oh, you're doing that? I was like, yeah. So that was good. I'll probably do a little bit more of the mobile setup when it gets warmer and I got a little more daylight. But right now it's just time is a little bit of an issue. And if I had more time, I'd say, Shane, I'd have to come out and help you build your deck. We could probably get that thing knocked out. But for some reason, my time has gotten very limited. And I don't know why. It's confusing to me. I do the time management stuff. I'm like, how do I run out of time? But I guess I just don't have too much time. So, yeah, I'll be on HF again here in the summertime when it gets, when they get longer days and I got more daylight, then I don't have to risk too much out there.
I haven't been on the radio other than 2 meters in a good while. I turn it on every once in a while, the HF rig, and listen, but haven't done any CW or anything in a while. Been working on these projects. And then, like last night, I got done, cleaned up. It was starting to get dark and cold. I cleaned up, I came in, took a shower, and I couldn't stay awake. So that's kind of how it is. Today I cleaned up earlier and went in and ate dinner, and then with the idea of running out here tonight so I don't have to go somewhere in the morning to get more wood. I'll have it at the house ready for tomorrow. But, and I appreciate the offer, but I'm not expecting anything. It is what it is, and I'll get it done here eventually.
Well, if I had the time to, I definitely would, and my wife knows this. I tend to overextend myself and help out as much as many people as I can and realize it too late. Oh, I just overextended myself, and how am I going to get all this stuff done? But, yeah, it's fun doing that stuff. Well, Shane, I got to get running. It was nice chatting with you. Hopefully we'll chat again sometime soon. N4ZLK, this is KR4AAE. I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, my friend.
Good to hear you, Steven. Sorry, really good to hear you tonight. Thanks for the call. Have a good night. KR4AAE, N4ZLK, mobile.